Today's Shir Bishop Yemi is Siman Tuf Kuf. Sorry, Tuf Resh Nun Gimel. And we are up to the Ramah in Tuf Resh Gimel. The Ramah continues to last Haggah on the line. The Yesh, this is for the previous page I handed out some more sheets for today. The Yesh Chaladam Chavez Ulfasbeish with myself, Lashu Mehem Bezer Zebet Shuva. It's called Aseret Yemei Tshuva for a reason. During the days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, following Rosh Hashanah, a person is supposed to go ahead and seek out and think about his different actions that he's done, the Averos, and obviously do Tshuva on Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sif Katan Bais, the Yesh Lechol Adam, Kasav Arash, the Rush writes, Sheyikra Ve'elu Ayamim Bigeres HaTshuva Shorveni Yonah. The Rush writes that a person should learn during this time the famous sefer of Shari Tshuva of the Rebbe Yonah, the Arizal Kasav Shechiyuv Lulmod, the Sifrei Musar Kol Hashana, and the Ari says you should learn Musar all year long. It's a good guy should have a nice good Musar Seder. The Chayin Kasav Agra, the Mishle, and the Gra also. It's not just the Ari thing; it's the Gra, the Mishle, the Kama Mekomos, who the Maiserav. So the Gra writes that Musar is something that should be learned. He says it in a number of places. Maiserav is a sefer of the Vilna Gaon, the Gra. In fact, the Gra, you know, emphasizes Mishle. Mishle itself is where a lot of the, you know, if you go to Mesilas Yesharim, you'll see a lot of the Musar comes from Mishle and Tehillim, etc. The Al Kol Panim, okay? Ve'elu ayamim yasek kol adam b'das k'das hazoyar. Minimally, on these days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, you should do like the Zohar says, she'yashuv kodem she'yishkav. Every evening, you should try to do tshuva before you go to sleep. The yisaynein al-chata'ov, the yifashvesh b'masav, and you should go ahead and like wail and be, you know, have charata on your chataim and check into your ways. Yaros Tadvash says that the 7 days in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, right, the 7 days in between, Haim Neged Shivas Yemei Shavua. They are basically Keneged the 7 days of the week. And therefore, Chol Yom Yaseh Tshuva Aloso Yom. Therefore, there's like an inyan of doing tshuva for any averus he did on that day. I can't focus. Derech Mashal Yom Rishon, for example, on Yom Rishon, Yaseh Tshuva Al Mashe Chata Kol Yomav. You should do like a focus of tshuva on all your chatan that you did on Yom Rishon. Obviously, you don't necessarily know which ones, but that should be a focus. If you do know which ones, like you have, this is the averus that I do on Sunday, this is the averus I do on Monday, and obviously that would be better. But that's not what I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying that it should be a focus, like, you know, we're covering all our chatayim each day. You know, I'm doing a separate tshuva for each day, the averos. Obviously, this is a, you know, something mystical. Chayin b'yom sheni, chayin kol shiva yamim. Except to on Monday and all the 7 days. Or, I think he doesn't mean there Yom Rishon, like Sunday and Monday. He means Yom Rishon, the first day of a Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So if it happens to fall on Sunday, it's Sunday. But if it happens to fall on Wednesday, Yom Rishon could be Wednesday too. It means the 7 days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Let's move weiter. Sifkat Gimel, l'chapes u'l'fashvesh b'maisav. So you should go ahead and seek out and check your ways to do tshuva, otherwise known as a cheshbon nefesh. Ayin b'chayalam k'lal kuf mem gimel. Shom hirchiv advarim b'gin zeh u'gvarav ki loyren le'inayim. You check out the chayadam. He has beautiful things to the eyes that are on these inyanim of a person going ahead and doing a cheshbon nefesh. So basically what we're seeing so far is this extra musar that should be learned during this time, shari tshuva, and there should be a focused tshuva on each of these days, and also a cheshbon ha-nefesh to be able to do tshuva, because unless you do a cheshbon ha-nefesh, unless you become self-aware of what you're doing, then obviously tshuva is very, very difficult. Continues on, sifkat dalet, b'lashuv em b'aseret yemei tshuva. And you're supposed to go ahead and do tshuva on aseret yemei tshuva. So, echad shesach, and now you're just going to give a list. Okay, we're going to go very quickly through this Mishnah Brura, because it's not really the Indian right here, but he just gives examples of how many different things you really have to do tshuva for. You know, even these things. Obviously, the things that we're doing, you know, b'mezid, and, you know, we're negligent, we need to do tshuva for. But he says, echad shesachach avero, leilech b'derech v'nerak, someone who hired someone to do a job, a shliach, and he died on the way. Nachon shikavel tshuva. It's even proper to be makavel tshuva. Again, very hard to know what exactly you did wrong, but the fact that he died al yadav, I guess, might be symbolic of, you know, why this happened based on your sending him, is maybe a siman to you in terms of doing tshuva. Ulinyan isha shehemisa yeled al yadei gram, and a woman who unfortunately might have killed a child not obviously intentionally, but caused it. He says, Ayin Eben Shoam, Ayin Chumas Hasim Soyfer, Rosh Mishpat Sibin Beis, with respect to Ulinin Moel, with respect to a Moel, Ulinin Isha Shemotze Yelmeis. Okay, all these things are right, different examples of tshuva for things that you are, you know, very minimally connected to in terms of their death. Even so, there's an Indian of some type of tshuva. Again, how you would do it, obviously speak to poskim what it actually means. Someone who is in an ones situation and had to eat, you know, like unfortunately in the Shoah, there were scenarios where people had to go ahead and eat treif because it was an ones. So what about doing tshuva there? Do you have to do tshuva for that? You're going to die. It's pikuach nefesh. So that is discussed in these places, whether or not tshuva is necessary. What happens if someone, right, was boel anida, meaning b'shogeg, like it ends up that he had bia, and then he realizes that she was anida, she realizes that she was anida when you were boel her, in terms of tshuva there, and he says, sima lamisha nitpas im nachris, someone who was basically stuck together, and, you know, and captured together with a non-Jewess, and unfortunately, it led to things. What about someone went to try to save someone, and in his going to save, he actually killed someone. So he basically, he's just giving you, this Mishnah Berurah is basically showing you that tshuva is so, so massive. Again, for us, we have a basic, you know, we have a work cut out for us for the things that, you know, we do, that we know are really wrong. And, you know, get past that, then, you know, Mitzvah Hashem, you could really fine-tune your tahara to even these, you know, far-fetched scenarios, which is definitely worthy of tshuva, but, you know, you shouldn't kid yourself to think, okay, I'm going to do tshuva for these things, and not do tshuva for the things that are, you know, you actually really, you know, we do a lot of things where we're negligent, where we're lazy. He's not talking here about things where you're lazy. Where you're lazy, obviously, that's real tshuva that's necessary. And again, how to do tshuva and things like that, that's for Musa Svarim, and how to do it in a positive way, constructive way, without guilt, but yet with still charata. The difference between charata and guilt, it's a very subtle split that you have to work on, but this is not Musa Yomi, this is Envi Yomi. So anyway, and then he says at the end, Ayin Berif, Esrim Ve'arbet Varim Ma'akim Ezachuvah, says, check out the Rif, talks about 24 different things, okay, that hold back one from being able to do tshuva. Hey, if you check out the note in the Dirshu, you don't have to leave time for it, give you different things that prevent you from doing tshuva. Basically, you got to prepare. It's coming up to the service to make tshuva, coming up to Slichas. It's not during Yomi time, but outside of Yomi, you have to start preparing for a service to make tshuva, because of how to do tshuva, speak to your Veyim, how to do it in the proper way, not to do it in a crazy way. Again, healthy. Tshuva has to be done properly. It shouldn't be a fake out. You know, like people go both extremes. Tshuva's not really for me because I get down. You know, like, okay, so that means learn how to do it so in a way that's going to push you back to, you know, not in a way that's going to hopefully get you down and crush you and destroy you. But the answer isn't because you historically, tshuva has made you, you know, down and has crushed you and has destroyed you psychologically, so therefore tshuva is not an Indian. I mean, you can't say that. So you have to know how to do it. So that's why you have Rebbeim. That's why you have, you know, afternoon and night shmuzin. Let's go bite them. Just to tell my shir, guess what my shir. When I say it's not, this is for afternoon shir, it doesn't mean I don't hold them afternoon shirim and night shirim. I look at the end of the Ramah. The suffix in Tav Reish Gimel. The suffix of Beirat Sarach Yaiser tshuva may Avera Valda Dais. He says, you have to be more focused in on a suffix when he did Avera, the tshuva, more than an Avera Vadoyis. Because a person has more charata, halavai. And again, the Ramah is talking on a person who knows what he's doing. So what he's saying is, a person is going to focus more on things that he knows he definitely did wrong, and he'll cast aside the things that he has a suffix whether he did something wrong. So that, he says, you need added focus for that. And you should go ahead and focus that tshuva not only on the things that you know you did wrong, but even things that you think you might have done wrong. That's why a carbon asham talui hutzrach liyoyser biyoyker mechatas. That's why the asham talui, which is a carbon for a suffix avera, is a carbon that you should spend even more than on a regular carbon chatas where you know you did an avera bishogeg. Okay, let's move weiter. Tafreish talid say to Yom Kippurim, coming back to Aleph mitzvah lechol b'erev Kippurim la'arbois besuda. It's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur and to go ahead and pile on and really have a big suda. And there's a big shaila, when you learn the sugis there, is the inyan dafka by the suda like the Suda Mafsekes, that's where this inyan is? Or is it all day? And they tell a story on Erev Yom Kippur, we got something in their mouth all day, obviously being holding like a shita that says it's a mitzvah to eat, you know, all day, not just a mitzvah in the Suda. And again, it has to do with different visions of the mitzvah. Is the mitzvah a mitzvah of like a Yom Tif Tikka mitzvah of like Erev Yom Kippur is like a Yom Tif, and therefore it's like part of the Suda? Or is it an idea of eating a Yom Kippur as preparation, Erev Yom Kippur as preparation for Yom Kippur, and therefore it's an Indian of eating the whole day? But anyway, the site is, it's a mitzvah. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Aleph, mitzvah lechol, the Siv, v'nisa mezach shoseichem, b'tisha lechodesh v'erev. The Pasuk says, v'nisa mezach shoseichem, when are you supposed to afflict yourselves with like seemingly, you know, the chamisha dinuyim, this fasting, etc.? That's on tisha lechodesh v'erev, at night. Hayo lechtov, b'tisha lechodesh v'erev, tanu mezach shoseichem, ad erev. We should say, on the night after that, you're supposed to be a nisa mezach shoseichem until the end of the 10th, right? At the end of the 10th day. But why does it say, in the Siv, the inisem b'tisha lechodesh, the fact that it emphasizes the inisem on the tisha lechodesh, mashma sheyisanu b'tisha. It sounds like you have to go ahead and afflict yourself on when? On the ninth of Tishrei. Uven, as we know from other psukim, yom ha-kipurim eino elo when? Ba'asar lechodesh. So what's going on? Are you fasting on the ninth day? Are you fasting on the tenth day? Are you going ahead and refraining from achitza, tzicha, all these things on the ninth day or on the tenth day? The kibul chazal, the adarab. Chazal, learn how, no, just the opposite. It's a mitzvah in the Torah, lechol b'yom ha-kippur, yom ha-kippur. It's a mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur. Ah, so then why are they, is the Torah writing it in a way of the inisim as ha-shoseichem? How's that inisim as ha-shoseichem? It's just the opposite. You're going ahead and you're eating and you're enjoying. That's not inisim. So Rosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu tein schar ba'ad ha-chilo kilu sanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason why he couched it that way is that as we have in one of the first Rashis in our second parak, lefum tzara agra, okay, the more tzar, the more schar, so the Torah wanted to say, eating on the ninth day is equivalent tzar to the tzar that you go ahead and engage in on Yud Tishrei, namely the fasting, and therefore you get that schar for eating as if you went ahead and you were fasting. K'moshe amru lefum tzara agra, right? She'ena doma mitzvah she'yesh bo tzar. K'moshe amru lefum tzara agra. Il kasa betisha lachodesh tochlu, but just would have said, on the ninth day, the mitzvah to eat, lo yalanu schar, elak mekayim mitzvah, ayide achila. The schar would be a schar of achila, which doesn't involve, unless you're like, you know, you don't like to eat, okay? Some guys may not like to eat, but most of us like to eat, especially if it's shmaltzeru, or something like that. Lachain. So you'd only get schar as if you did a mitzvah of eating. Lachain shina kasuv. Therefore, the Torah changed the lashon. The kasa mitzvah achila. It wrote the mitzvah of achila, not in the lashon of achila, but rather in the lashon of tainus of the yinisem. She yenechshav achila zu, that this achila should be lifnei hakadosh baruch hu, before hakadosh baruch hu kiilu haya tainus, as if you were fasting. So it would be as if you're fasting 2 days, even though you're eating on the ninth day. Ki delitein schar ke mekayim mitzvah, as to go ahead and give you the schar like you were mekayim mitzvah b'tzar, you know, like in the tzar of afflicting yourself. V'yesh l'adam l'mayet limudo, and you should go ahead and even lesson your limud on Erev Yom Kippur, today lechol, the lishkos, to go ahead and eat and drink. It says lesson, it doesn't mean don't learn on Erev Yom Kippur. Okay? So if you're only putting in 8 hours a day, you can learn 7 hours a day and eat an extra hour. Okay, Michael. We move right there. In the Ramah, the Asir Lisanis boy Afilu, and he says it's Asir to go ahead and fast on the ninth day of Tishrei, Erev Yom Kippur. Afilu tainus chalom. Even the most chamor and most serious tainus that a person, you know, would normally have. For example, when a guy, by the way, the poskim today say that tainus chalom is not really something that is practiced. But in the old days, when our minds were less clogged up with shtusim, so when you would sleep and have a bad dream, it would be a ka'im, little bit of ruach hakodesh. So if you had a bad dream, there was, you know, concerns that you had, and it actually gave you real fear, and you'd fast because of that, and that type of fast, you could even fast on Shabbos. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. But even on Shabbos, you're allowed to go ahead and fast a tainus chalom. So here, he's going and he's saying, even a tainus chalom, you should not go ahead and take on Erev Yom Kippur, because it's a mitzvah to eat. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Kapton Bez Afilu Tainus Cholom Achain. However, in Yisyari Lenafsho Beroyta Lesanois. Okay, again, I would not tell anyone here to ever take a Tainus on a very, very bad dream. If you have a very bad dream ever, and that you really feel like you're in tremendous fear, you should speak to the Rosh Hashiva, speak to an Adam Gadol, speak to, you know, if it's something you really feel like that this is like, oh, maybe it might happen. But again, for the most part, the poskim today say that our dreams are because of all the nonsense that goes through our head by day. So we have that at night, and it's therefore, it doesn't really, you know, you shouldn't take it, you should train yourself not to get too freaked out by a bad dream and a nightmare. But assume we're talking about a pure tainus chalom. So if a person really has a fear for his life based on this chalom, he wrote to Lasanas, and he wants to fast on Erev Yom Kippur, Yisana as Sudam of Seconds. You should fast at those Sudam of Seconds. Remember, I pointed out that there are opinions that hold that the mitzvah is dafka in the Sudam of Seconds. So go ahead and have more during the Sudam of Seconds. Again, we're machmir, tough chumra, to eat a lot all day, have a couple of meals, okay? But the gabe this, you could have your tainus chalom until the Sudam of Seconds, and this way you get your tainus chalom in there if you really have to. The vale min adin sagi, because really meikar adin, fasting is not a problem unless you're doing it the whole day. And as long as you have shiyochal pamachas, if you eat once on Erev Yom Kippur, you've basically minimally been mekayim the mitzvah. Not b'shay musa, but you've mekayim the mitzvah. V'im eino misana yom klal, tov shiyisana eize yom acha yom kippur. And if in the end you don't fast on this day where you're supposed to fast the tanis chalom, because the idea of tanis chalom is to fast right after you had that dream. That's why you're allowed to fast on Shabbos if you want to fast tanis chalom. So here you should still put it off and still go ahead and fast on a different day, right? Wait till after Yom HaKippurim to go ahead and fast. What happens if Erev Yom Kippur falls out when? On Sunday. And it ends up being that he happened to have done a Tainus Chalom on Shabbos. So the halacha by Tainus Chalom is you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos. So the halacha by Tainus Chalom is you have to go ahead and have another Tainus as a kapara for the Tainus that you got on Shabbos. So you're supposed to go ahead and fast again, okay? The next day. So he says, what happens if Imchal Erev Yom Kippur Bechad B'Shabbos, with B'Shabbos L'Fonav, you went ahead a Tainus of a Chalom, should Tzarech L'Meisiv Tainus, you have to go ahead and have a Tainus, a Taniso, Achar Shabbos, supposed to fast on Sunday, for the fact that you fasted on Shabbos, don't worry, you ate at night, you ate mostly Shabbos, now you're just fasting again on Sunday morning. Engel L'Sanos Erev Yom, then on Sunday, in that case, you should not go ahead and fast on Erev Yom HaKippurim, El Yitcha Ad Achar Avor HaMoed, you wait until after the Moed, U'Lefi Das Hataz Le'el B'Sirim Vesh Peches, Sipad and Gimel. Some say in that scenario you would not have to go ahead and fast again after Yom Kippur. You know why? The Yom HaKippurim Kippur Gam Al Zeh, because the whole idea is that there's a kapara and you're fasting after the fast that you had on Shabbos for the Tanis Chalom. You have a fasting on Sunday, but now since you didn't fast on Sunday as a makeup, then you move to the Yom Kippur. So according to these posts, Yom Kippur was a kapara, so you have to do the Tanis after Yom Kippur. Okay, Umisha Kashalo a Tanis Yochel Smoch Hazeh, and if fasting is tough on a person, you can be somech on this. Misha neder shalo lechol basar, person who took a neder not to eat meat chutz mi yom tov, except for on yom tov. His fire b'sim in tufkuf ayin, it's spelled out in tufkuf ayin. Shemutar lechol erev yom kippur. You'd be able to eat on erev yom kippur. Why? As I said, the belasha me'adam mikri yom tov, because erev yom kippur is considered a yom tov, and therefore if you take a neder not to eat meat except on yom tov, this is included in that. Okay, but only by besudim afsekes, and therefore for sure besudim afsekes you eat meat. Ela afkam b'shachas, even shachas. Danan regilim lechol basar gam b'shachas, because the minhag ha'olam is, as I said, not just besudim afsekes, but to eat gezunt all day, have even a meat meal and shachas. B'chol another adaita the minhag another, and whoever makes a neder is basically making a neder based on the minhag, and the minhag is to eat meat on the yom tov of Erev Yom Kippur. Aval b'layla shel Erev Yom Kippur aser. However, on the night of Erev Yom Kippur, meaning the night before, it's going to be Aser because that's not Yom Tov. In other words, the ninth day at night, not really the night of the tenth day, the night before the ninth day, the night before the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, that's not considered the Yom Tov, and there's no seeming mitzvah of Yom Tov of eating on the night before Erev, or the night of Erev Yom Kippur. As he goes on to say, B'davka b'noyder mamish. Okay? And he says, we're talking here where he made a neder. Avam yishalo nadar behedya. Someone didn't make a neder, el shenoe kach. But he made it, his minhag is, shalo lechol basar, ki b'yom she'en omrim b'hem tachlun. He has a minhag not to eat basar except for the days where we don't sing tachlun. Azayah filu b'layla. If that's the case, then even at night of Yom Kippur, mutter le'echol, because there is an Indian there, might not be the Yom Tifika Indian, but dafka b'layla mamish, and specifically when it's night, avalo mikodul zeh, not before that, I have to plug a mincha, you get on extending it to, you know, plug a mincha before Yom Kippur, avval pishas palel arvis, even if you daven ma'ariv, you know, you can daven ma'ariv before shkia, if you daven mincha before plug a mincha, that's what we do on, right, on Shabbosim, we have an early Shabbos. So he's saying, if on Yom Kippur, the night before Yom Kippur, you went ahead and you daven ma'ariv after plug a mincha, okay, you would not be able to eat meat if you're the kind of guy. Anyone here not eat meat because of the, I guess you don't eat meat because of the Beis HaMikdash, it hasn't been built. Anyone has that minhag? Anyone has that minhag? So you would not be able to eat after Ma'ariv on Erev Yom Kippur. Dafka by Ma'ariv, look over there. Avo Bishas Pail Arvis and Ad Kan. Okay, just the last line in the Ramah. In Nagel Lasanik's boy, the person made a neder to fast. Okay, and it's now Erev Yom Kippur. That we did. You can check it out. You can go online. Get our Yomi. Sima Tafkup Ayin discusses the Indian there of a person made a neder to fast on Erev Yom Kippur. What you do? Ad Kan Velo Yosef.